Okay, Hare Krishna. This time we are taking the stories of Goswamis. Goswamis, yesterday as I said, go means what?
Senses.
Go means somebody may say go, come. Not that. This go is senses. And Swami means?
Master.
Master. Very good. Master of senses is Goswamis. Okay? So, we should not become servant of our senses. Our senses should become our servant. That person is great. Understood? Now World Cup is going on. And your exams are going on. The mind is saying, let us see the World Cup. You are saying, no, if I get full marks in maths, that is great. So whom you should listen? You should listen to your intelligence. Right? You should study. So like that, you should have control on your senses. So that is Goswamis. So this time we will see the stories of six Goswamis. Now let me tell, who are these six Goswamis? In the spiritual world, Radha and Krishna. See that picture, Radha and Krishna there with the eight gopis. In the spiritual world, Radha and Krishna are served by millions of gopis. This is only eight principal gopis. And now for example, now see, suppose now it is 10:20, right? Suppose at 12:30, Krishna has to be served lunch. So for that, there have to be 56 items, right? Now, Srimati Radharani, she will plan, today it is 20th October, she will plan on 20th September itself, 1 month before, on 20th October, what should be on the plate of Krishna? This is her planning. Srimati Radharani serves Krishna like that. So 1 month before she plans. So for that planning to be executed, 56 items means not a joke, isn't it? You have to go to get all the groceries, you have to get all the items, right? Everything has to be ready. So who does all this help for her? The gopis. And gopis help Srimati Radharani to serve Krishna. And there are the devotees called manjaris. They help gopis to serve Srimati Radharani. Manjaris are young girls. They are between 7 to 8 years. Very young girls. And they help Srimati, they help the gopis to help Srimati Radharani to serve Krishna. So on 20th October for Rajbhog plate, from 20th September itself, the manjaris and the gopis help Srimati Radharani to plan what all should be in the plate of Krishna. Now, at 12 o'clock, the plate comes in front of Krishna, right? Kachoris, gulab jamuns, rasgullas, so many items. For Krishna, no? And that also done in pure ghee of Golok Dham, not of this world. Okay, it is done. So now Krishna is sitting, so he is having everything in front of him. And Srimati Radharani, the most beautiful, topmost devotee, standing there. Now Krishna is about to eat. At that time he looks at, he's so nice, everything is there, isn't it? He looks at Srimati Radharani. And here he is enjoying everything done. But yet he is seeing Srimati Radharani is more happy than me. Hey, how is it? I am having everything in front of me. 1 month before, all these people have planned to serve me. But how is she more happy than me? Now, suppose you like, what you like very much? Rasgulla. Now your mother has given you rasgulla. Who is more happy? You are eating rasgulla. Who is more happy? The one who is eating or the one who is serving? Who is eating? Okay, no problem. The one who is eating is also happy, but one who serves, they are more happy. So, Srimati Radharani is more happy. Krishna thought, hey, I am Bhagavan, I am having everything in front of me, and I should be more happy, no? What is the happiness Srimati Radharani is having? To experience what is that happiness, Krishna took her mood. He took that mood of happiness. And her color also. Krishna is black. He took the color of Srimati Radharani, golden color. That is why Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the golden color. With the mood of Srimati Radharani. That is, what is the mood? How can I serve Krishna? That is the mood. Understood now? And when Krishna comes in the mood of Srimati Radharani, that time everybody in the spiritual world, they also come with him. Wherever Krishna is there, only everyone will come, no? Why they will be there? Everybody comes. Everybody from the spiritual world. So in that, even the manjaris. This year from starting, we are seeing Chaitanya Bhagavat, isn't it? So in that, we saw how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And some personalities. We will see some more throughout the year. But now I will tell, this 6 days, I will tell about manjaris. The manjaris come as Goswamis. And among the manjaris, there are two principal manjaris. That is Rupa Manjari and Labanga Manjari. Please repeat.
Rupa Manjari and
Labanga Manjari. Labanga Manjari. Got it? Labanga Manjari comes as Sanatana Goswami. Understood? It's Rupa Manjari. It's very Rupa Manjari comes as Rupa Goswami. It's vice versa. Not vice versa. It is that is the way. Manjari comes as Goswamis. Understood now? So now, yesterday, little bit we discussed about Sanatana Goswami. I'll just recap. So, now Labanga Manjari comes as Sanatana Goswami. Who yesterday I said there was this personality called Kumar Deva. Kumar Deva is the father of three sons. I mean, there are many children, but I will speak about these three. They are Amar, Santosh and actually it is Vallabh. Okay, Sri Vallabha. Even he gets the name of Anupam from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right? So these three, they were very intelligent and and they grew up and their spiritual master was Vidya Vachaspati. Who?
Vidya Vachaspati.
Please remember these names. Vidya Vachaspati was their spiritual master. Then, now, after that, they grew up and they were very intelligent. They knew how many languages? Sit properly. When you listen to Goswami's stories, you should sit properly. Even if it is difficult, even it may be difficult for us, but still we should sit, okay? As much as possible. So, where was I?
They knew
how many languages? Sanskrit, Persian, and many more languages, okay? They knew, but they never considered themselves as scholars. They thought that we are the most fallen people. This quality is called humility. Humility is the quality which attracts Krishna. How? We will see now. Now, so this three of them, they grew up and then they were very intelligent. So the Nawab, okay, the Muslim king of that place, he, yesterday I told all this, right? He appointed these two people. Amar as his ministers. One was the prime minister, that was Sarkar Malik. He named him as Sarkar Malik. And another is Dabir Khas, finance minister. That is Dabir Khas. But did they like to work under him?
No.
They did not like.
Because he will kill all
Hindus. Yes. For that compassion, he agreed to work under them. Okay. Now, those two Goswamis, then they, they were working under him. But one night in Sanatana Goswami's dream, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. From that time, they wanted to meet him. So they used to write letters to him. And then once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the place, which place they were staying?
Ramakeli.
Okay. So there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. In the night, they went and met him. And then after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, they decided that they will also leave this place. So they decided that they will leave working under this. Then you know Rupa Goswami left and then Sanatana Goswami also left with by bribing the jailer, by giving him 7,000 gold coins, right? Now Sanatana Goswami went to Hajipur. Please come and sit down. We are hearing the pastimes of Goswamis. Okay, thank you. So this... Where was it?
Huh.
7,000 gold coins. Then you saw how that hotel keeper also fooled, was about to kill. Then further they went to Hajipura. They met Shrikant, the brother-in-law of Sanatana Goswami. He gave them the blanket. And you know how he went to? In Varanasi, whose house he went?
Chandrasekhar.
Yes, Chandrasekhar Acharya. Please remember these names. Chandrasekhar Acharya's house. And then from there, he went to who? There also he met Tapan Mishra. Now just remember this name. I'll tell when Raghunath Bhatta Goswami comes. Then from Chandrasekhar Acharya, from Varanasi, where did Sanatana Goswami go?
Vrindavan.
In Vrindavan, whom he met?
Subuddhi Rai.
Subuddhi Rai, he showed him the 12 forests of Vrindavan. And from there, where he went? Yes, he went to Jagannath Puri. Sanatana Goswami went to Jagannath Puri. You remember now?
Yes.
First, where he was? Ramakeli. Ramakeli to Varanasi. Varanasi to Vrindavan. Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri. Now he has come to Jagannath Puri. Understood? while coming to Jagannath Puri, he was coming through. He didn't come by train, plane or any other. He came walking. And that also from very difficult places. Jharkhand forest. Jharkhand forest is the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed pastimes. So from there he came. And did he eat in McDonald's and all these places? What did he do? He got madhukari. He was begging. Whatever he got, he ate. Sometimes, many times, he wouldn't get anything. If he gets something, immediately he would offer. You and I, if we are hungry for 4-5 days, suppose we get something, immediately it goes. We don't even think, oh, I have to offer to Krishna. First, let me offer to me. That is what I do. But Sanatana Goswami, he offered to the Lord and then he took whatever he got. Okay? So, whatever we get, we should offer to the Lord and then eat. So, then, this we learn from Sanatana Goswami. He went walking and he didn't get anything. Then there was water, I said, contaminated water he drank. Because of that, he got a disease where he got itchy sores around his body from where blood used to ooze out, pus used to ooze out. This is how Sanatana goes. That time he thought, what is the use of my body? All of you listen to this. So then he thought, I'm going to Jagannath Puri now. When the Rath will come, I will put my life below that and I will end up my life. Is what Sanatana Goswami. And he thought, then maybe next lifetime I'll get a better life. Because I will end my life below Ratyatra. After that, he went to meet Sanatana Goswami. In Jagannath Puri, he went to Siddha Bakul. Siddha Bakul is the bhajan kutir of Haridas Thakur. Now, all of you know who is Haridas Thakur? To the ones who don't know, Haridas Thakur is a devotee who would chant 3 lakh names in a day. He would chant for 22 hours Mahamantra. Now just remember that much. Haridas Thakur used to chant how many hours? 22 hours, the holy names of Krishna. That is, now he chanted one round in the morning. Like that he would chant 192 rounds. Haridas Thakur. So in Haridas Thakur's bhajan kutir, Sanatana Goswami went. And then Haridas Thakur invited him. Sanatana Goswami said, where is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And one more thing I missed to say, Sanatana Goswami was thinking, I'll go to Jagannath Puri, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stays in the house near Jagannath Puri. And all the servants of Jagannath, while the servants of Jagannath, they'll come and go, no, outside. So he thought, I am so fallen that they should not see me. If they see me, there will be aparad in the service of Jagannath. Because I have this disease. And moreover, I am so fallen. I serve the Muslim king. So that is why he thought they should not see me. That is why he thought I will end my life. So he came with that intention to Jagannath Puri. He went to Haridas Thakur's house. He asked Haridas Thakur, he said, yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes every day. In fact, now is the time he will come. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Let me tell you the reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come to Haridas Thakur's house. Actually, Haridas Thakur was a Muslim by birth. So, in Jagannath Puri, Muslims and non-Hindus are not allowed to take darshan. So, what happened? That is one thing. But actually, Haridas Thakur used to chant 3 lakh names every day. He could have gone to the temple. But you know what he thought? I am very fallen. If I go to the temple, I will make the temple dirty. Is it true? No. He used to chant 3 lakh names, 22 hours he used to chant. What are we doing 22 hours? WhatsApp and Facebook. This is the difference between our consciousness and Haridas Thakur's consciousness. So at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just came. So every day Chaitanya, because he wouldn't go to see Jagannath, Jagannath in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come every day with prasad to see Haridas Thakur. Did you understand till here? What Jagannath is Krishna himself. You understood? Yes, you understood what I am talking, Bhavya? So now, Jagannath in the form of Krishna, in the form of Chaitanya, used to come to give prasad to whom? Haridas Thakur. So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. At that time, Haridas Thakur offered Dandavat Pranam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he told, my dear Lord, just see, at that time Sanatana Goswami also offered obeisances. Then, my dear Lord, see, this is Sanatana Goswami, your favorite Sanatana Goswami. He is offering obeisances to you. Actually, in Ramakeli also, Haridas Thakur only introduced in the night when Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Haridas Thakur only introduced that these two are Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Okay, till here is it clear? Can I continue? Are you understanding?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Haridas Thakur. And then, with his long arms, he had hands till his knees. That's why the verse is there. Ajanu lambitau bujau. That is, so long he has his arms. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Sanatana Goswami. Just imagine if you get an embrace from the Lord. So, he embraced just Sanatana Goswami. No. Don't touch me. I'm very fallen. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just pulled him and he embraced him. And when he embraced him, because blood was oozing out of the body of Sanatana Goswami, all that blood was there on the golden body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Sanatana Goswami saw this, he started crying because he was feeling very embarrassed. Just imagine, suppose your principal comes and embraces you. And your suppose that day in your uniform something dirty is there. It sticks on the white sari of the principal. How it is, you will feel embarrassed, isn't it? Like that, Sanatana Goswami felt very bad that my blood is on the golden body of the Supreme Lord. At that time, that was one part. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you both are very humble. You will not go to the temple, Jagannath Puri. So that is why from here, you see the chakra. On the top of Jagannath temple, there is this chakra. So even if you see chakra, it is equal to seeing Jagannath. So from here, you take the darshan of chakra every day. And then both of you please discuss the topics of Krishna. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every day he would come and discuss the topics of, every day he'll come to give prasad, every day he'll come and discuss the topics of Krishna. And one day, shall I continue? Are you understanding?
Yes.
Sure? Okay, then say Gauranga loudly.
Gauranga!
That means I'll understand that you're understanding. Otherwise I'll feel something I'm talking which you're not understanding. Or maybe you want me to stop. Okay, if you don't say loudly. Okay, now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Sanatana Goswami, give up your nonsense idea of committing suicide. Okay, I want you. So that time, give up this nonsense idea of suicide. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Haridas Thakur, Haridas, look at this Sanatana Goswami. He wants to end up his life. For me, he wants to end up his life. And you know what? Actually, I have not told the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking sannyas. That I will tell later. But now you remember, when he took sannyas, that time his mother, who is his mother? Sachi Mata told, you don't go, he wanted to go to Vrindavan. Sachi Mata said, please stay in Jagannath Puri. At least I'll get some news about you. So, because it was his mother's order, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in Jagannath Puri. So, the Lord told to Sanatana Goswami that you should not end up your life. So, Sanatana Goswami said, what is the use of my life, God? What is the use of this? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that your body is not your property. It is I am planning, because my mother told me to stay in Jagannath Puri, I want to, through you, in Vrindavan and Mathura, I want you to open temples and I want you to write scriptures so that for the welfare of everyone. And then he told to Haridas Thakur that, look at this man, he wants to end up his life, he wants to take another's property and he wants to end up his life. What nonsense idea he has. At that time, Haridas Thakur told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, we are useless, but you are the personality who can use us for your purpose, that is our fortune. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. At that time, Haridas Thakur had tears in his eyes. See, this is a Vaishnava or a devotee who feels happy when another person gets mercy of the Lord. This is Vaishnava. You are understanding what I am talking? In our school, what happens? Suppose one of our friends gets, now I have got 90 marks out of 100 in maths. Another child has got 95 marks. What we feel, why you got, suppose you have helped that child in some maths or something. Well, see, I helped him, but still he got more marks than me. That is very bad. Next time I will not help him. That is what my consciousness is, right? Our consciousness is like that. But in Vaishnavas, oh, he got 95 marks. Wow, Sri is so great. He got the mercy of Lord Krishna. This is, of course, I'm just for example, to make you understand, I'm telling. That is a Vaishnava. Wow, he got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So lucky he is. Like that Haridas Thakur told to Sanatana Goswami. You are so lucky. You, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is using you as his property, as his body. That is so great. And then Sanatana Goswami told to Haridas Thakur, Chaitanya, why did the Lord, Supreme Lord from the spiritual world come here to make everyone chant the names of Krishna? And you are chanting 3 lakh names every day. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is using you to bring the whole world towards his lotus feet, to the lotus feet of Krishna. So this way they both discussed. And then one day what happened? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami that you please come to take prasad in one garden called Yamala Garden. So, there are two ways to go to that garden. One is a very long route, that is through the beach of Jagannath Puri and the sand, and that is the month of Jyeshta, that is around April, May. It's extremely hot in that time in Jagannath Puri. And the sand, it's extremely hot. And another path is a short route from the, which goes through the temple to that Yamala garden. Sanatana Goswami thought, if I go through that short route, all the devotees, all the servants of Jagannath, they will carry all the prasad here and there, and they will be serving Jagannath. If they see my wretched body, or even if they see my shadow, there will be aparad, there will be offense to the service of Jagannath. I'll not use that road. Already from his body, so much blood was coming out. On top of that, he went through that sand beach. And he didn't feel the heat, because intense feeling, I want to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he went from there. And by the time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had his prasad, he was resting. He was seeing why Sanatana has not come. Till you, here you understood?
Yes.
And now Sanatana Goswami came. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the devotees there that you give him my remnants, that is my Mahaprasad. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eats in the plate, what remains, that is called Maha. So he told him, you give my Maha, such a mercy, you know. He told, you give my Maha to Sanatana Goswami. Then when Sanatana Goswami came, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, Sanatana, why you became so late? And then he saw the blisters in his feet. You know what are blisters? If you walk bare feet, yeah, he saw all the boils in his feet. Sanatana, what happened to you? Why you came so late? Sanatana Goswami said, my dear Lord, I came to that path. Why? Why did you come from that path? He said, because if I come from that other path, then there will be aparad in the service of Lord Jagannath. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased with his humility. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again embraced him. Sanatana Goswami started shouting, no, 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 please don't embrace me, please don't embrace me. Every time the Lord would come to embrace him, Sanatana Goswami would start shouting. In fact, sometimes he would offer obeisances, pranams from very far distance, so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not come near him. But still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come near him, he would extend his arms and he would embrace Sanatana Goswami. And every time Sanatana Goswami would feel very bad, because he will see all the blood from his body on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. He thought it is too much now. So he went. There was this another personality called Jagadananda Pandit. Please remember these personalities, okay? He went to Jagadananda Pandit and he told Jagadananda Pandit, you know what? I left Vrindavan and I came here. I thought I'll develop my spiritual life. But see, the Supreme Lord, he always keeps on embracing me. So that is why, you know, I am not able to say, I feel really bad. What should I do? Jagadananda Pandit said, the Lord told, see, if you remember yesterday carefully, I told, what instruction did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give to Sanatana Goswami? Open temples in Vrindavan and write scriptures, right? right? That is why how many days did the Lord instruct Sanatana for 2 months in Varanasi? Instructed Sanatana Goswami for 2 months. So now what happened? Sanatana Goswami, Jagadananda Pandit said, you go to Vrindavan. So then Sanatana Goswami thought, oh, that's a very good idea, but I'll have to be separate from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyway, in the afternoon he went and told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, I'm leaving to Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where are you going? So he said, why? He said, my dear Lord, I came here, but my body is so dirty, every time you are embracing me, it's very difficult for me to see this. So that is why I want to go to Vrindavan. Who told you this idea? Who gave you this nonsense idea? So then he said, I discussed with Jagadananda Pandit, who is a very great devotee. He told me that I should go to Vrindavan. Who is this Jaga? What does he think himself to be? He is young. He has to listen to you. Through you can preach the whole world. You are so pure, you can give Krishna consciousness to the whole world. Who is this Jaga to instruct you? So then he told that you should not go to... Then Sanatana Goswami said, oh, wow, Jagadananda is so fortunate. He gets all the scoldings from you. Actually, my dear children, anyone scolds us, actually it is their love. Why do our parents scold us? Do they like to scold us? Because they want to correct us. That is their love, no? Is a father who allows a child to smoke the best father? Or who the father who allows the son, who tells the son, no, you should not? Should not. So why he does that? So that he improves. The same way, now Sanatana Goswami is telling to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are shouting at Jagadananda and you are praising me. Means you love him more. I mean, he is much greater devotee than me. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no, it's not like that. You are such a great devotee. You can purify the whole world. And every time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know what he is to say, why I am embracing you? Because by embracing you, I will become purified. And your humility is breaking my heart. This is what every time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that you should not go, and he again embraced Sanatana Goswami. And this time when he embraced, Sanatana Goswami's body turned and all the diseases went. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
Okay, so this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. Then after some time, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu allowed him to go to Vrindavan. Then now Sanatana Goswami went to Vrindavan, and there he started writing the books, and every day as his sadhana he would do Govardhan Parikrama. Govardhan Parikrama, how many of you have done? How many hours it takes? How many hours it takes? 4 hours. This, the one which we do, is a shortcut. There is a long route, and every day Sanatana Goswami would do that long route. And after that, he would come and he will not sleep. He'll come and start writing the scriptures and worship. So like that, every day he would do parikrama. One day, while he was coming, he saw some boys were playing. And he just stopped there, because there one very beautiful boy was there. And Sanatana Goswami couldn't lift his eyes from seeing that boy. So he's continuously seeing that boy. And after some... the whole day he stayed there only until that boy was playing with his friends. And then after that, in the night, that boy, Sanatana Goswami followed that boy. He went walking. Then he went to the temple. And in that temple, there was the deity of Madan Mohan. So this boy, he went inside the temple, and after some time, the boy disappeared. And who was that boy? That was Krishna. So Sanatana Goswami was very pleased to see him, and he went home. And that night, this boy came in the dream of Sanatana Goswami and said, I want you to worship me. And this deity was worshipped by Purushottam Chaube. Purushottam Chaube was a disciple of Advaita Acharya. Please listen to this. Advaita Acharya got the deity of Madan Gopal. And that Madan Gopal, later he gave it to, and all this happened in a place called Dwadashatila. Dwadashatila, there he got the deity. That deity he gave it to Purushottam Chaube to worship. Now Purushottam Chaube's family was worshipping. And it is said sometimes the wife, she would shout at mother, the boy also. So this all Sanatana Goswami went and told, you should not shout at him. So this way, Sanatana Goswami, in the dream, the Lord came and he said, I want you to worship me. So Sanatana Goswami said, see how I live. I am not going by local to the job to get money, to get all the things. Every day I do Madhukari. So that's why I may not be able to serve you. Madan Mohan said, no, that's okay. Whatever you give me, I'll come and stay with you. So then Krishna agreed and Sanatana Goswami brought Madan Mohan to his house. And not house. Did he have a house?
No.
You know what was Sanatana Goswami's house? A tree. Every night one tree of Vrindavan. Today this tree, tomorrow that tree, next day another tree. This was his house. So below the tree he kept Madan Mohan and he was staying at Dwadashatila. Now what happened? Madan Mohan every day, well, you know what Sanatana Goswami would offer him? He would take the floor, atta. And then he would this thing, take Yamuna water and you make a ball out of it and put, that is called batti, that is put in fire, and then when you put in fire it becomes black, you remove that and remove all the black part and take that little white part, that is called batti. Okay, that's what they say in Rajasthan, that is done. So he gave that to Madan Mohan every day. And now Madan Mohan, once Bhakti Chaitanya Swami told this in that place, we had gone for a yatra. So Bhakti Chaitanya Swami showed like this. Madan Mohan used to stand like this. Madan Mohan is Krishna. He stand like this. Bhakti again. Like sometimes we tell our parents, no, what you are giving same thing every day. So same way Madan Mohan said, Bhakti again. He told to Sanatana Goswami, can you add some salt in that? So Sanatana Goswami said, see, I told you, it's difficult for me to serve you, but you came. See, today you'll ask me for salt, I have to go for begging, and then tomorrow you'll say, give me ghee, then he'll say, give me sweets. How will, I don't have time, I don't have time for all these things. Is it because he was lazy?
No.
Why? Because he had to write scriptures, and that was the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is why. But at the same time, Sanatana Goswami thought, he's Nanda Nandana. How many cows are there in Krishna's house?
3 lakh.
9 lakh.
9 lakh cows are there. So much butter, ocean of butter and ocean of milk flows in his house. And I'm not giving him anything. Oh, what should I do? Just because of that thought, immediately, one seth, one merchant called Krishnadas Kapoor, he was just sailing in Yamuna River at that time with a boat full of salt bags. Okay, he was going to do business. But what happened? That ship got stuck.
Yes.
And there one small boy came running. He told, there is this Baba. In Vrindavan, they used to call Sanatana Goswami as Baba. And he was favorite for everyone. So that boy told, that Baba is there. You go and ask him. He will help you. So Krishnadas Kapoor went to Sanatana Goswami and said, can you please help me? My ship is stuck there. So Sanatana Goswami said, I cannot help you. This Madan Mohan can help you. Ask him. So he went and told to Madan Mohan, that is Krishna, that can you please help me? My ship is stuck. If the ship is released, I'll go and sell those bags. And if I get whatever profit I will get, I will use to build a temple for you. This is what he told to Madan Mohan. And guess what? Immediately the ship got released. He went and he got lot of profit that day. And he got all the profit and he gave it to Sanatana Goswami. Please use this in building a temple for Madan Mohan. That was the first temple in Vrindavan after Sanatana Goswami came. What was the order Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him?
To write scriptures
and make temples. Yes, very good. So the first temple was Madan Mohan temple. Okay, so this is how the first temple came. And you want one more story?
Yes.
What you should say?
Gauranga!
Thank you. So Sanatana Goswami, he was called Baba and he was favorite for all the Vrajavasis. So that's why they used to consider him as their guru. And he would ask one person, hey, how is your daughter? And then he'll ask another person, your daughter got married or no? Then another person, your son, is he studying properly? And then, how is your sickness? Are you getting medicines? He was concerned with every person in Braj. Okay. And now what happened after that, he was staying at the place called Chakaleshwar Mahadev Temple in Govardhan. At that time, there many mosquitoes used to come. So what happened? See, the devotees are like that. They don't want to trouble others. They will take trouble, but they will not give troubles to others. Sanatana Goswami thought, I should shift from here because mosquitoes have made their house here. Let me go from here. So he just thought that. That day what happened? Lord Shiva, Chakleshwar Mahadev, he came, he called the god of mosquitoes. For everything there is a demigod. He said, he called him, from tomorrow not even one mosquito should be here. Because if a mosquito is there, Sanatana Goswami will go from here and I will not get his association. Lord Shiva wanted to take association of Sanatana Goswami. Such a great person, no? So then next day there were no mosquitoes. Then Sanatana Goswami thought, okay, I'll do my bhajan here itself. So these are some of the pastimes of Sanatana Goswami. Then he wrote many books. One of them is Hari Bhakti Vilas. Then another, many more books, Brihad Bhagavatamrita. These are some of the famous books. And many more books he wrote. And then he left his body on Purnima day. That is celebrated as Guru Purnima. That is the day when our Chaturmas starts. And on that day, all the Vrajavasis, as a love for Sanatana Goswami, every day they do parikrama of Govardhan. Every day they do parikrama of Govardhan. That is what is said on Guru Purnima day, the maximum devotees do Govardhan. Now, because Govardhan came, I remembered one more pastime. I'll just tell this. Sanatana Goswami, he was almost 80 years old. But still he would do parikrama of Govardhan. Which, although he was not well, he used to do every day. Krishna couldn't see this. So, Krishna saw how weak and how difficult it was for Sanatana Goswami to do the parikrama. So, Krishna came, he took a big Govardhan Shila and he kept it down and he started playing his flute. And the moment Krishna plays flute, everything melts. So, Krishna was standing on that Shila, so that Shila melted and then that Shila, so that is the Shila where the lotus footprint of Krishna is there. So, he took that Shila and he went to Sanatana Goswami and told, Baba, take this Shila and do parikrama for this 4 times every day. This is equal to doing parikrama for Govardhan. That the Govardhan was more than 21 kilometers. So, you just do 4 times this one, this is equal to doing that one. This is called Giriraj. Giri means mountain, Raj means king. Who is Giriraj? Govardhan. Right? Because he is the king of mountains. So, he took Giriraj and in that the Charan of Krishna is there. So, it is called Giriraj Charan Shila. That he gave to Sanatana Goswami. And that Shila is in which temple in Vrindavan? There are 7 important, there are many, 5000 temples in Vrindavan, but 7 important. Which temple Giriraj Charan Shila is there? Very good, Haribol. So in Radha Damodar temple, Giriraj Charan Shila is there. Okay, Shila Sanatana Goswami ki?
Jai.
And which manjari he was?
Labanga.
Labanga manjari. Hare Krishna.